USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawmakers working this evening on Capitol Hill on a number of fronts. The U.S. House just approved a measure to suspend the nation's debt ceiling. The chamber voting 219 to 212 to suspend the debt limit until December of 2022. The measure now sent to the Senate, where it's expected to fail miserably. Research shows about one in every eight Americans will not get vaccinated against COVID-19. The Kaiser Family Foundation study conducted in mid-September found that about 12% of those surveyed say they will, quote, definitely never roll up their sleeves for that vaccine. The study also showed more than 70% of American adults say they have gotten at least one coronavirus shot so far. Britney Spears' father no longer controlling her estate based on a judge's ruling in Los Angeles a short time ago. And this is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
The House Select Committee investigating the events on Capitol Hill on January 6th is now issuing another round of subpoenas. This time they're targeting 11 people who were involved with planning the so-called Stop the Steal rally that took place just before the riot on Capitol Hill began. California lawmakers approving a bill to pay drug addicts with taxpayer money to have them stop using. Senator Scott Wiener is the author, and he says it's called contingency management. And he says it's a proven tool in cities like San Francisco.
We know that meth does not have a pharmaceutical treatment to help people get into recovery, like, for example, opioids. There are medications you can take.
It would legalize the practice of offering meth addicts money for clean drug tests. It's not clear how much they'd be paid, though. That bill is now sitting on California Governor Gavin Newsom's desk, as he's yet to sign it. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another lawsuit challenging a vaccine mandate, this time in Rhode Island. The vaccine mandate for health care workers there getting a closer look by a federal judge now, as a hearing was held on Wednesday regarding the matter, with the judge making no immediate decision on a request for a temporary restraining order. At the moment, workers have until Friday there in Rhode Island to get vaccinated or lose their jobs. Meanwhile, some lawmakers on Capitol Hill have been reacting to that. Some lawmakers on Capitol Hill are voicing their opinions on these mandates. With one example, here's USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee unsuccessfully rolled out the first of a dozen bills Tuesday he has drafted to upend President Joe Biden's yet-to-be-issued vaccination mandate.
Someone who is serving as the President of the United States while issuing a sweeping federal mandate insists that this is not about freedom or personal choice. It is. It necessarily is.
He said the president's strong-arm push to force Americans to choose between decisions affecting their health and providing for their families is wrong. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And there's a possibility meth addicts in California could soon get paid for getting clean and sober. The Recovery Incentives Act has already been given the green light by that state's House and Senate. It's awaiting the Governor Gavin Newsom's signature. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.